This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Shirley Weaver. I'm glad you're here. We are talking in this episode about the movie Sound of Freedom and some insight that God has for us concerning the operation of His outpouring in this movie and in things that are collaborating behind the scenes. You know, here on our podcast, on this show, Running with Horses, we love to magnify God, especially instances of His power. The majestic character of God includes His power and the displays of His love for us in demonstrations of His power. We're talking about the movie. We're talking about the outworking of God's plan to overthrow darkness and to release justice. We see it in the release this month of the movie, Sound of Freedom, the July 4th, 2023 release. I believe is owned by God. I believe it belongs to Him. His hands are all over it. He has marked it well. If you've seen the movie, I know you agree. A previously unknown and unexpected phenomenon is taking place because this movie and its wake-up call concerning the plight of children, very young children, some 1, 2, 3 years old. I mean, it's unthinkable here, right? Being sold into slavery of all kinds, worldwide. And this movie, the viewership has already reached millions, and that audience has begun to expand exponentially. So I think, let's dig in here a little deeper. I think one reason for this outcry is that, generally speaking, it can be said a mother is only as okay as her least okay child. So we think of mothers whose children have been snatched, or even instances where the mother is complicit in the enslavement that results, such as, for example, the selling of her own children, whatever. A mother does not forget her child. Let me say that again. A mother does not forget her child. And God's power, like a searchlight, continually searches for her, searching to fulfill that longing to find the one that has been lost. So some background here, this point about the connection of the mother's heart. There's a passage in the book of Job that describes the maternal habits of the ostrich. Appearance-wise, and especially gifted in speed, the creature itself is magnificent, the ostrich, but lacking in even basic protective instincts, so that the ostrich does not care for or protect her young. She is harsh toward them and demonstrably doesn't care whether they live or die. I mean, that's the description we read. In the passage, God is speaking to Job, including God's explanation of such unusual maternal behavior, even for the animal kingdom, as He's describing here, concerning the ostrich. And God explains it this way to Job. I, meaning God, have deprived her or made her forget wisdom and have given her no understanding. That's the explanation for this callous treatment of the very young that she is born. And we know some human mothers often appear callous. But I've learned, don't believe that. There's something messing with her, something causing that distraction, because God's design for every mother is His wisdom and His understanding. And we read in Job 38:36, God gives intuition to the heart and instinct to the mind. So a mother reaches for her children. She reaches for them no matter what. That is the norm. Anything less is aberrant. It would be an aberration, right? But that is God's intention and it's His plan. So look beyond the surface. There's more going on here. So we ask, where is God in this? Why is it taking so long? What's the delay? Why don't you just move in there and fix this thing? Actually, we ask that question many times in many areas of life where hope is deferred and the outcome we desire is prolonged. Listen, God is divine source and designer of what I call the mother heart. The mother heart. And also, because of that design and sourcing on her behalf, He holds on to her children no matter what. We just said she reaches for them no matter what, no matter how it looks. I'm telling you, the background story here is on her behalf, God is holding on no matter what. He does not turn loose. And this is His involvement now. It's the reason, I believe, for the discovery and rescue of enslaved and trafficked children, which is, admittedly, a supernatural phenomenon, because it's being carried out by ordinary men and women who lay down their lives to do this mission. We know so because God is working behind the scenes, orchestrating miracles, divine interventions, literally. Those men and women who are on the front line, they would tell you that. They would tell you that that is exactly the explanation for the outcome that we're now seeing portrayed in this movie. And although this has been going on for some time, there's a revelation coming to people really across the board. And so why is such danger for anyone who is involved? Why is there such danger? For one thing, darkness and deep darkness always coexist with demonic control. So this is the strong man's house described in Luke 11:21. To enter his territory, the territory of the evil one, where demonic power is entrenched, embedded, has been there for some time, Jesus said, first, bind the strong man's power. Bind the strong man's power. This binding is a spiritual reality accomplished in prayer and only, well, let me back up, accomplished in prayer that yields words that we speak and actions that we take. The prayer alone wouldn't necessarily accomplish. Well, let's say in this case, you need boots on the ground. You need someone going in to do the mission. And only with God on the side of those going in to extract victims can we see the outcome that we are now realizing is possible. And, you know, folks, this is the real thing. This is where we understand the contest between evil and good at its very root, at its essence open and on display in front of us. Factually, God works to open the way in this very setting. Anywhere There is not a way. God works to open the way, to rescue and bring them home, bring the captive home, bring them out. Isn't that what Jesus' ministry and life and sacrifice and resulting lordship for our lives is all about anyway? Also, I want to add here an evidence of God's hand moving behind the scenes is that many voices, really across the ideological spectrum, the ideological spectrum, are now speaking up in support of this movie, its mission, its message, and these voices, in addition, are encouraging everyone, see the movie. It doesn't happen often, but it's happening now, that people from every persuasion have come into agreement along these lines. Without divine influence, we would not be seeing this response. I believe that. I'm persuaded because we've waited and we've invested and we've prayed for a long time. And we know that things are coming together now where men's hearts have been softened and things are just in place to cause this change. We would be seeing outside of God's influence, we would be seeing something more like a yawn, you know, and we know because for years that's been the case. People are not moved to action or to even care. Why suddenly now is this movie bringing undeniable attention to the children who are suffering so cruelly this way? And you know, God will use anyone, whoever, anyone willing, any volunteer, any heart that can expand to take in His vast picture, His big picture of deliverance. So I just want to speak to now two things. It's important to realize that as dark as things seem and look, not only do we expect light to shine in the darkness, but we also expect and hope and have confidence in the mother's capacity to hope, a result of God-given wisdom and understanding to every mother. There are no exclusions. I don't care what you think or what it seems like. This hope carries God's light. While the mother refuses to be comforted because her child is not with her, that's why we champion the mother's love until every child, and that includes grandchildren, great-grandchildren, every child is present at the table with the family where they belong. Every child is home. And we are witnesses to the power of this truth. It is unfolding in front of our eyes. The mother's heart, magnified maybe a gazillion times, could maybe begin to touch God's involvement in resolving the plight of these children. And secondly, right now, wherever you are, whatever your situation, if as a mother or a parent, your child has been snatched away from you on any level, whether estranged or removed physically, maybe spiritually stolen away from your presence and your values, or even demonically seduced into darkness of any kind, be that drugs or whatever, God's promise to you is to restore And it is His power of restoration that is the sound, I said the sound, playing in the background. And that sound, like the movie title, I don't think there is any coincidence here, Sound of Freedom, basically leapfrogs over any hope deferred to create and release the necessary power play connecting you to the outcome you long for, which means you are connected to the wisdom and understanding that is God, who is not only our Father, but He is Almighty God. I love the description of Him. Ezekiel 8, verse 2, said it this way, basically, He is a fire from His loins up and a fire from His loins down. He is on fire. One descriptive for God's nature and His character, that His appearance is as fire. And that kind of brightness overshadows and swallows up the darkness. So today, we embrace what God is doing, and we pray over you as a mother. And if you're not a mother, over those near to you who are, we pray this definition of God's release of authority and power, and a satisfying that answers the longing of your heart. And it has been a long time for some of you, but the answer and the release and the recovery is very near. We have this movie as sort of a prophetic sign of God's intention, not only for these little children being trafficked, and that is the point of the movie, no mistake, but in every way, in any situation, the same miraculous power available from Almighty God, the desire of His heart to move mightily, supernaturally, completely, sovereignly, with signs, wonders, miracles, unusual displays of power happening as a result. God bless you. Thank God for this movie. Thank God for our mothers. Thank God for the power of Almighty God.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.